Blog Talk Radio.
Because you're a lion, shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
I got a flat time trying to get it fixed, and you can go ahead though. Y'all.
All right, all right. So we're gonna start back. Did we get education? Mental slavery. We coming out of the book that we'll pick up where we left off last week, Brother Drew, and I find it simply amazing. The reason they were so successful with us is that they had already did this in Africa, what they did to the African American. They did it first to the African up on the apartheid form of government, because when we go look at a apartheid form of government, then what we got from, we'll start our story at 1870 when with the 13th and 14th Amendment. When we start our story right there and trace it in a chronological order, then we can give us a good understanding. See, it doesn't. This is 2016. You are ignorant only by choice. If you choose to be ignorant, then you're ignorant. But it's enough information in to know your history if you don't study it step by step. And that's where we have to understand, Brother Judah, we got to go step by step on it in order for us to understand. Now, with the 13th and 14th Amendment, it said that the only way that the emancipated slave, that's us, could be put back in slavery was be incarcerated. I mean, that's the only way that your rights would be taken away from you. So we know that from 1870 to 1925, we know what the chain gangs was. We know that old Southern white folks, it was done mostly in the South, with young black men, mostly, and black women in the prison. They would incarcerate them, and they would hire out a chain gang. The old sheriff would hire his prisoners in, and then they started getting prisons, and they would hire out chain gang to the farmers, to the local people, for labor. That was free labor. But the old sheriff got paid for it. And the DA and all the way up in their brotherhoods, of their organization, we can see that very clearly. We can see that with how this thing ain't just started yesterday. It's been going on, and now the people forgot about it, how it started, and now we're just finally realizing, hell, this shit started back here, not in today's society. It started back here and escalated, because what was started by back here is with a war baby generation of people and the baby boomers. But now we are dealing with the XY millennium and Z generation of people, and we're seeing from back here come into existence as we speak now, and how it came into existence and how it came through psychological warfare. Because the reason it becomes psychological warfare, because we are dealing with the science of eugenics. The science of eugenics has anywhere from 45 to 65 different sciences in it that you would have to know. And when you are dealing with the gene pool, when you're dealing with hereditary genetic trait, meaning that you're dealing with a generation of people, meaning that if you start something here with this people right here, well, their children, three generations down, would imitate whatever the school of thoughts that was given to them. If they was given the American, inducted into the American way, well, then they would be, In our case, we'll put it this, in 1980, they would believe that they was Americans and would not know anything about colored people. Because, see, if you ask anybody that was born after 1980, they don't know who they are. You can do a survey on it. I done did it too many times. Hell, I done seen some 30-year-olds didn't know who colored people was. And so when they have your mind back here in the school, then they have no worry, because these children here is going to mix with the seed, so the seed goes on and continue in their school of thoughts and their way of life and their ideology. See, each nation of people has its signs and symbols this is what a nation of people gets first. They get their signs and symbols to create a language. And when they get a language, the people agree upon this language and give the language, the words in the language, a definition of describing what's out in nature. And then they write a dictionary on this word means this word here. This is how a nation is born. Everybody has to have total agreement that this nation is this. Then this nation get a God. And the God has a certain protocol that this God go by. And everybody agree that their creation story that this God give you is the correct creation story, because each nation has its creation story. So when your mind has got to overstand and realize this, this is renewing of the mind. See, ask yourself, what's wrong with the mind if it needs renewing? And I got a doctor's degree. Your mind needs renewing. You see, in the Bible, is the instruction book of how some people done genocide you up under the three weapons. Once the mind understand that, then the mind will can see where you see the word renew your mind. When you see the word renew your mind, that means that a mind is a school of thoughts. What you was given in a school system in America, you was inducted into American ways. Those are not your ways. Those are not your tribes or people. Those are the people's ways of who conquered you, which is alienated to you, meaning that in their language, their way is the devil's way, Satan's way, the incorrect way they call it. You the devil, that's the children of the devil. Even if you read in a book, they tell you what tribes of people is this evil people that was opposite of humans believed in and how human beings had to operate on earth down here. Well, mankind, who is the Germanic race of people, which we know them as the white folks, the crackers, the rednecks, and a whole lot of other names, nicknames, because just like they nicknamed us, they nicknamed themselves. See, all of these are nicknames. You see, nickname means a nigger's name. And back in the day, they nicknamed you cowboy, hog boy, whatever job you was doing. That's the boy you was. And whatever job the girl was doing, that's the girl she was. And so you had to understand this language and terminology of when you're dealing with the history of these people. And then you had to renew your mind, meaning your mind had to see the truth.
Right.
I mean, see, the only way you could renew your mind, Brother Drew, is your mind had to see what we're talking about right now. There ain't no other way that you could do it. Now, if your mind is deeply implanted into their way of life, then what we're saying is you say you the devil, you wrong in this. But if we are looking straight down the line in a chronological order of what has happened to us, see, Brother Drew, I didn't know you was there, Brother Drew. See, we can go back into 187, Reconstruction. Them years from 1863 to 1877 was called a Reconstruction of the Negro. What that word reconstruction mean, Brother Juicy? In other words, they reconstructed us, and then they put us up on the where the only way that you could go back on the plantation, and they called it the plantation, was when you went to prison. You created, made a crime, and you went to prison, and you lost your rights to be a emancipated slave. You was locked up. Well, they took the, you can go back in the history where the chain gang started. They started selling labor. And a black man in the South couldn't even walk down the street wrong. They zap him up and put him in jail because he was labor. And the old sheriffs would, like in my hometown, the lumber companies, I can remember when I was a little bitty boy, they had chain gangs. I can remember chain gang prison workers come up and cut pulpwood up in Stokes Lumber Company. He would hire these prisoners out. These was prisoners that they called trustees. But they would have chains on them, and they would work at the sawmill. The state would pay the sheriff. Oh, Lord, love This was nothing but a gangster, man. This was nothing but a gangster. And they used us. That's that. So by the time that it got to 80s and the 90s and to the 2016, you can see why the African American accounts for 15.5% of the total youth under the age of 18 in the U.S. These were stats from 1992, not 2016, Brother Drew. This is 1992, showed that black juveniles accounted for 57.4% of the arrest of homicide, 60.2% of the arrest of robbery, and 41.9% of the arrest from aggravated assault. It is not surprising that the United States prisons are filled with African American males, with more prisons being built, and that NIMH funding studies are still attempting to find a genetic base of criminal aggression and juvenile delinquents in the African American community. This, Brother Drew, came from this up here, from the chain gang. You know, Sam Cooke put a song out. I sung it the other night, working on the chain gang. 40s and 20s and 30s, you can pick this history up if you want to go entertain it. If you think I'm lying to you, pick this history up. I think they even showed it on the History Channel. I've seen it on the History Channel. I already knew the history, but it's just amazing what the Jews, I know who's putting the information out there for you as the Zionist Jews, but your mind has to be able to grasp the information that these people are putting out there, because as fast as they're putting them out there, it's being taken off, and as fast as it's been taken off, it's in a book. The book either get taken off the market or it goes sky high, because we got some books that we paid $10 and $11 for is up in them thousands. He said, when Emma Roger had her bookshelf, we paid $11 for Hermetic Geometry of Science. It's $2,000 or $3,000 to get the book. For a book on Mellon, a certain book by a certain author on Mellon, it's $4,000 the book is. I got my book got where we paid $8.95 for it. It got the price still on the book. And see, you can see where this, breeding this into our community. And then in 1950, in Chicago, they made a project out of us. They had about four or five projects they had, but they were straight up, and I think it was like about 1,200 tenants in those apartments, living in close quarters. And all them children that had came out of Alabama and from the South, Brother Drew, them children used to a backyard playing in the country, running barefoot, and you got all these niggas crumped up together in one apartment, and then they start saying, this is my territory and this is their territory. Eventually it led to that. See, remember, the projects became the Jets. And when it became the Jets, it took on a different mindset of thinking that I'm from this side and we got colors. We got where you can recognize us is through our colors. And so this mindset took on characteristic when it was the Jet, and then the Jets become the Hood. So when it became the Hood, you was a hoodlum that was, you know, so what a hoodlum does, so what the way of life of a hoodlum is what you're saying that you was, and then it became the ghetto, and then your place where you live was shabby, run down, and you live there. You survived there. You came out of that jungle. You came out of there, and some deep minds came out of that jungle. Some of you survived out of that jungle. I never was put in that jungle, but a lot of people was put in that jungle. I didn't come out of that jungle. I had a peaceful jungle when I was growing up. We didn't experience too much pain and sorrow. We never knew that we was poor, Brother Drew, until we graduated from high school and got grown. And then I realized, I said, God damn, Mama and Daddy was poor. How in the hell did they? We never wanted nothing. We always had something. I ain't never known a Christmas that we ain't had plenty. A Thanksgiving, Easter, a holiday, anything that we ain't had plenty. I ain't never, ever went to bed hungry. I ain't never, ever woke up in a house for 18 years that I've spent in that it wasn't 2 to 3 cakes in them houses, couple of pies, icebox full of food, freezer full of food, a smokehouse full of food, and Uncle Bebop, we call him Uncle James, was constantly hunting. He hunted every day, and I hunted with him. We would go hunt squirrels. We would go hunt coons. We would go hunt rabbits. We bring them to back. Then we smoke them. And in September, when the drums start running in at the locking down in the Trinity River, that's when the Trinity didn't have all of that pollution in it then, Brother Drew. The Trinity, and then they build a dam, but that's the thing they call it, locking down, where in my hometown, where they dammed up the water coming out of Dallas, and the water that comes up from Lake Livingston and the Brazos River runs into the Trinity up into Crockett up into the locking down. So on that side, we go down there, and they have long net gill nets when the buffalo run and take them deer necks, and we had all of this buffalo fish, drum fish, crappie fish, all kinds of fish. They didn't eat catfish because they had a saying that catfish ministry. I don't know where that come from, but all the old folks back in the day said catfish was a knife because the catfish ministered just like a woman. That was taught to us. But that was taught to us. I don't know Where that teaching come from? Because that's a false teaching. Catfish don't. Well, but he is an unclean fish because he scavengers. He's one of the scavengers. And it clearly tells you in the moral laws not to eat the catfish.
No, even let him catch you.
All of this, Brother Drew, we had all of this. So our some places, the mind had the correct mind. And then I noticed something when they seen this, Brother Drew. They integrated in 1970. The government say everybody had to integrate. Louisiana waited to 10 minutes to 12, and most of the southern states waited to 11:30 to sign the bill because they at first they said they were going to do it. The federal government said they lose all their federal funding, meaning their electricity and all the shit would be cut out from the state. And they would, because they buying from the name the one state that don't has its own power and utility company ran by the state, and we living in it, Brother Drew, that's Texas. And they supply power to New Mexico, Colorado, and some parts of the Dakotas. They run their electricity to it. I find it simply amazing by Texas. Texas is the only state that every 2 years they have to sign an agreement to stay in the union. Texas ain't in the union.
Right.
They can proceed any time they get ready. And see, we have to understand that high as this government is and what they have there. See, they waited 100 years, Brother Drew, before they integrated the school system. That's 1970. That means that the baby born in 1960 was 10 years old. And the baby born in 55 was 15 years old. Now, they knew that these children here coming out, because you had seen so many blacks coming out and going to their colleges, and they coming out with summa cum, magna cum, and cum laude degrees. Now, it was so many niggas, Brother Drew, coming out with it, magna cum laude and cum laude degrees, that they put another degree in called summa cum laude. And it was a long time before they let a nigga become a summa cum laude. They held that title for them. It go all the way through the 60s and stuff. And because you can see, so, boom, you got all of these black people in their major colleges like Duke University and all of these universities coming out, these black people coming out with these degrees. Tell me and you that they know, Brother Drew, they knew that what percentage that they had conquered you, that they had people with doctor's degree would teach their doctrine to you. Because whatever they said that the education was, the way it was correct. And they seen that they had the multitude of blacks so they could integrate. But then they came right straight back. They also know that the fall would come with what they had put us up under and genocide us through taking away the male out of the thing and giving the women welfare, putting them on top, doing the three roughings on us, that 2016 we can see all of this. We can go back and go step by step, and by using documentation like we're using here, and see what's going on. Now, they say that they come out with stats, people born after 1960. 85% of these people born after 1960 is mentally ill on mind control and drugs. This was the stats that came out in 2000. This is 2016. This is 2000 stats, 1992 stats. Now, 5% of the toddlers was on mind controlling drugs or suffering from a mental condition. A toddler is 0 to 5 years old, and we jolly popping, finger popping, and all of this is going on, and now you see the results of it, and you got your finger up in your ass if you got a doctor's degree and call yourself a leader, wondering what the fuck happened. When, hell, it's plain to see what happened. You've been genocided. And until you can renew your mind to see this shit, you can't see this shit with Christianity. You can't see this shit believing that you was an American. You can't believe this shit believing that you goddamn know your ABCs. If you still believe in that shit and believe in you're a Christian, you can't change your mind. You ain't going to comprehend this shit. You can't. Too deep for you, as you're going to say. It's too goddamn heavy for you to comprehend. But we can see why you can't comprehend it, because goddamn it, you fall up under the XY millennium generation of people. Born after 1955. We see why you can't come out. Because, see, we know that from 1932 to 1974, when Elijah Muhammad died, well, that was the end of black people renewing their damn mind, Brother Drew. And black people had renewed their mind to where they became Hebrew Israelites. They had renewed their mind to be with Malachi Yahwanda, Yahawawanda, I think he called himself. I call him the Malachi Yahwanda children, which his teaching, I don't find no teaching of somebody look like us, Brother Drew. You can't master his teaching. He had the highest form of teaching that you're going to find of the Zionist Jew putting the information out here for us to get it, along with the protocol. The protocol tell us that they put it out here. Your Bible tell us that we was going to know this one day when no knowledge would be hid from us. Well, our minds recognize this. So we dealing with minds now, Brother Drew. We ain't dealing with no goddamn bodies. We dealing strictly with a mind that's off in a body. And we can see what you done to us by sitting down, going in a chronological order with certain things, that you don't see nobody coming out after that. But we laying down the history, a pitiful few come out, be able to see, because everybody else is too busy with their agenda. The mind is up on their agenda. Another thing, Brother Drew, that they didn't tell you about these drugs that they gave our kids. And I think maybe 10 years, Brother Drew, is when the pharmacists started printing out if you got a pill or something, what was off in there, what it would do to you? About how long that's been?
Oh, shoot. I can't even recall.
Not very long, about 10 years. See, they started printing out about 10 years ago because they started getting on the government's ass about it. And this was the late 90s they did this shit to give you a readout of what the hell you was taking, because you didn't know any damn thing about these drugs that they started giving you in 1965 to the kids all the way up into the 90s. They see they didn't give them to enough children. And they done went through two generations, because it don't take but 12 years for a generation to start, Brother Drew. A girl at 12 years old to have a baby, that's another
right.
generation. So you kicking out generations like 560 shit in 3 or 4 years, you have enough generation of people that's hooked on this. Now, they'll tell you, they'll have no problem in 2016 tell you that how many millions of people in America leads to all the nation of people hooked on pills, that your life depends upon a pill. If you don't take that pill, your ass gonna die. I know for a fact. And they hook you on this pill. See, everything went through psychological warfare. They started using psychological drugs on you, because the psychiatrist would recommend these drugs for you, which was tranquilica that tranquilize you and put you in a zombie form of look and habit and way. And the drugs that was in that, though, what was it doing to your body? You don't know nothing about anatomy. You don't know nothing about your body. You don't know nothing about biology or nothing this. You don't know what's been going on. Hell, you taking a pill, it help you out, reduce the pain maybe for a short period of time, and then they have to give you something stronger. And this one, take this one. That we have winded up in 2016 from this experiment, when they put education. See, they put education up on the psychiatrist. See, this is what this book is telling you. The book is telling us what happened up until 1992. Hell, shit, it's 2016. We looking at where it's done become a crisis now, Brother Drew. Nobody noticed that it was out of hand in 1992. Now they found out. Now the shit is the crisis now. And see, when it become a crisis, then it affects the population. Because if it's a crisis off into the population, and you got Al Capone out here, and see everybody going back to the Al Capone day, they really done gone back to the Wild West day. I always like that saying that this boy, when he was in New Jack City, he was going down the streets, Brother Drew, shooting up everything. He hollered the Wild Wild West in that New Jack City movie. Well, Brother Drew, with the gun laws and all of this was intentional, and with everything, this is the Wild Wild West. And then they didn't make all of these gun changes until these people, mind you now, Brother Drew, the person born after 1955, he's the senator, he's the president of the United States, he's the congressman, he the one that makes these laws. Ain't no way in hell that you would see all the way from 2016 all the way back to 1960 when the sissies started marching and wanted their rights. They had to wait till 2016 when it became the Black House. White House became the Black House. It became the Rainbow House. But if you notice from 1960, the sissies done complain and complain all the way up until here. Well, how did they do that? Because they kept infiltrating, putting their people into position, putting their people into a gaze. He become Ted Kennedy. A bisexual become Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. And when you get these three bisexuals together and they, 1993, they say, oh, we're going to have 1 million lesbian and gay march. And then when the lesbian and gay march came into existence in 1993, at that meeting, Brother Drew, they did something. Because the meeting, these, I got the book, these Democrats that was at that meeting, they were bisexual and transgender. They were. But the lesbian and gay was the million lesbian gay march. That was their march that they financed and put it on. These three people, but Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and old Kennedy, the one is dead, the last one that died, Senator Kennedy, they put that out. When they got that, they united, Brother Drew, came what, the LBG, lesbian, gay, LBGT community. They united. They united in 93 when they had their march. 2016, look how many years it took them. 2016, they got what they had set out for in 1960, but they couldn't do it as the lesbian and gay. They had to do it with all four of them, and then they took over Hollywood. They took over the industry. They put a book out called The Gay Blade, how they infiltrated sports, how they infiltrated Congress, how they infiltrated the police department, the justice system, the judges, how they put they people, voted they people in. This book tell you that. What we are studying right now tell you how when you unite, that's something we ain't never did, how much power you will have. We can't unite because we can't renew the mind. And those that have renewed the mind don't want to unite for some reason. I really don't understand. You know, if you got knowledge, you know what you're supposed to do. Why can't we get together and do what we're supposed to do, Brother Drew? I mean, because the time is getting... It ain't getting short time for end. It's getting real short time for end. We don't have a long time for this. See, because when we look at how they did us, we can cross relate it to South Africa. See, and they started with one of the biggest statements that was stated in this book. It said, it stated that South Africa would be doomed if its policies would allow the navies to improve its skills, draw better wedges, and provide a better market within white South Africa. See, these statements contain a hidden agenda, which if we understood, explains a great deal about the faith of blacks in South Africa under apartheid and how education was denied to them. This system here, what's the difference, Brother Drew? What's the difference? What's the difference?
Right.
From 100 years, we was actually up under apartheid. We was in a caste system up under apartheid form of damn government. It says that they didn't want you to improve their skill, couldn't get better wages from within a white market. But the same thing over here. We couldn't get wages. We couldn't get this. We couldn't get that. We couldn't get this. We still can't get that. We still can't get this. We still got the same situation that we had in since 1870, 140-some years, 56 years ago, 1870, Brother Drew. What's the difference?
Right.
It ain't no different. Look at what happened to you in 1930. 80% of the people could read. In 1990, 50% of them same people's children could not read. But yet still, you'll say these people back in the 30s was ignorant. That's horrible. How could you regress when you had in 1930, from 1870 to 1930, that ain't what, 70 something years? That ain't too many years, Brother Drew. Let's see.
Right.
That's 30. That's 60 years. In 60 years, 80% of the people off the plantation could read. Took the same survey in 1990, and only 56% could read. Something is wrong with that. But you know what, Brother Drew? Our great leaders overlooked this damn book and those stuff too, and they black asses know. Because I made a big thing on Robert Ashley's show and Willis Johnson's show when Price, who was the Secretary of Education, the first black Secretary of Education, was George Bush Jr. See, George Bush Jr., you say what you want to him about, but he put a whole lot of niggas in that cabinet. He had a lot of niggas in that cabinet, boy. Condi, Colt. Yeah, a lot of niggas in that cabinet with him. He said that 95% of the black people in America was illiterate. See, every 10 years they give you the literacy of each, break it down to each nation, your literacy. Man, do you know, that means that in, like I told Willis and Robert Ashley, if 95% of the people in America that was black was illiterate, then some niggas with some summa cum laude that got doctor's degrees is illiterate. They fall in that bracket and they teach it. And he had made you go backwards. Brother Drew, after 1970, we started going backwards instead of going forward, and we started going backwards only when we integrated into him. And the word integrate means to become him. When you integrate into anything, you become whatever you integrate. When you segregate it from what is integrated. You see what I'm saying? I mean, the mind has got to see this shit. And see, until your mind can wake up and see this, we can't come out. In 1970, Brother Drew, it says that the members of the Church of Scientology conducted a literacy program in the township to help black Southern Africans years before it became fashionable to do so, discovered private psychiatric hospitals which had been established for blacks in disused mining compounds. For 4 years investigated, they wrote a book called Let the Whistle Blow and Expose of Concealed Camps of Mental Patients in South Africa that the South African government had disposed of these camps way back off where just forgot them. It says for more than 30 years, South Africa had these special psychiatric institutions run by private enterprises in which to keep and treat black patients. The apartheid government guaranteed these hospitals a 90% occupancy rate with payments made for a pre-headed base operating against the help to help psychological entrance the care and welfare of black patients. The church, Scientology church, busted them. They were doing. What's the difference? With, compare that to what they have done to us. Look how they have put us in hospitals and guinea pigs and used drugs and all kinds of shit on us to see what this work and what that work. When you go volunteer for one of these programs, and they see, now they get you to volunteer. You know, they always trying to get Andre to volunteer for this and volunteer for that. And then they will trick you like this is going to be help the other patients and you will want to help the other people and patients and stuff. And then you let them experiment on you. It's a guinea pig. And see, this is why you see black patients, it says, die from easily treatable illness such as pneumonia and a respiratory disease. At least 80% of the patients have died each year from simple stuff, Brother Drew, that we shouldn't even be dying from, these people say. The body of the patients who died and whose families did not claim them was used for study. Brother Drew. All you have, when I was majoring in anatomy at Ranger Junior College, we went to Houston. And they told us that where we were going, Dr. Alsop, he was a freak. Anyway, how college professor, he was a creepy looking son of a bitch. The name was Dr. Alsop. He loved dissecting frogs and cats and shit. Humans too, because when we seen that, we say, shit, Doc brought us down here so to see really what. They got a great big old tank of formaldehyde of dead bodies just floating in it where they done cut off this limb and cut off that and did research on all these dead bodies. They'd be floating around in formaldehyde. They saw this off to study this. It's a gross scene. I mean, it's pretty shocking when you're 18 years old and you're in college to see that shit. But you was a student that where you would have to handle this shit because of your major in anatomy.
Uh-huh.
Because you if you major in anatomy, you actually, if you don't teach anatomy, the only other damn thing you can do be as an undertaker. Fuck with dead people if you major in anatomy. And see, we have the same thing. Another treatment that they used was the electrical shock treatment, the practice of sending up to 460 volts of electricity through the brain, which would give another anesthesia and a treatment that can snap the spine of the unfortunate patients. How many patients that they have recommended? These are the treatments that they recommend to you that our children is getting, Brother Drew. These are the treatment that the psychiatrists recommend for you to have if they ain't got you on a pill. If you are on these pills and things, your mind had to renew itself to where you can do Andre on this, but his mind is renewed. He ain't. Boy, I know several people that they mind, they own these pills, but they ain't no Christians. They Muslims, they Hebrew Israelites, they done changed their name, you know. But it's just unfortunate that they got hooked on this shit before what? Before they got the knowledge, in some cases, it was a necessity. Like my son, it was a necessity. Some cases, it's a necessity. They have to take it. But like I tell him, you have to know what the mind has got to realize where you take half that pill. You don't take the whole damn pill. Take half that son bitch. And I feel like eventually, if you keep telling the mind that I can do it, half this and survive. If you got severe pain, can't sleep, or you can sleep this, and you can train your mind to sleep with half this pill. Because the only thing those pills do, brother Drew, is I asked the doctor. They gave me some pills for stiffness and gabbitarian. If I get stiff, I take two of these pills and the stiffness goes away. So I asked him why on my body it says for nervous, neurotic, and epileptic patients, you know. So I asked her, I said, well, how do these pills work? She said, these pills tricks the mind that it ain't got no pain. I said, what? She was real straight with me, my doctor at the VA. She said, this pill here tricks the mind that it ain't no pain. Now, that's a hell of a pill, ain't it, Brother Drew? You there, Brother Drew? Yeah, so, see, that's a tremendous pill when it tricks the mind. I guess that's how come Tony Romo and all the football players can play with these injuries that ain't nobody supposed to be playing with. They can play is because they give them a shot of a pill that tricks their mind. I see that book clock on the wall about two of that book, Drew. So
right,
we'll continue to study. But see, This drug that tricks the mind, Brother Drew, that's a, you know, she gave me some for pain, you know, for the sciatic nerve, and she explained to me how the drug works. The drug tricks the mind that you ain't in pain. Well, now, that's a hell of a damn trick there. You know.
Right. Right.
That you don't have no pain. But then when that pain still come back in, that shit wear out, that pain is severe to come back, and then you have to take it again, then hell, your ass is hooked on it. And you hooked on that dosage, too. because you can't function without that. And so, I mean, that's what most of the people that's on, that you see them walking around real slow and stuff. But
yeah, I know, man. I just had a relative come by the house, and shit, I didn't even recognize them as they were talking. I said, who in the hell is this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, they was just, it was like a whole other person.
Yeah. Yeah. So, because of psychological warfare, and which is called psychological genocide in us, we have to look and see, Brother Drew, what has really happened. We have to get an over understanding and a big picture. Shema Yahweh Yah Adonai Iki. The mighty Yah. Until next week, we'll continue this next week. Shalom Haki.
Shalom.